This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Rosalinda Torres. Date of birth is February the 10th, 1967. Case ID number is 4036860. Date of exam, January the 24th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from UT Health, San Antonio, Texas, dated January the 20th, 2022. Identifying information. This is a 55-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of interstitial fibrosis and bronchiectasis of the lungs, comma, lumbar sacral back and thoracic back pain, comma, osteoarthritis of the hands and knees, comma, and anxiety. The claimant is presently employed, where she is working part-time at this time as a secretary. She at one time worked full-time for 10 years with this company, where she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house by herself, and she is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, interstitial fibrosis of the lungs / bronchial actasis / shortness of breath / coughing. Number two, lumbar sacral back pain / thoracic back pain. Number three, osteoarthritis of the hands and right leg knee pain. And number four, anxiety. History of allegations. Number one, interstitial fibrosis of the lungs with bronchiectasis / shortness of breath / cough. The claimant states that in December of 2020, she contracted COVID-19, which started out as a bronchopneumonia and ended up being a severe pneumonia of the lungs. She does react severely to all kinds of allergens, and she was hospitalized for 6 weeks. Starting in December of 2020. She states, at this time, her shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one half block, comma, climbing one flight of stairs, comma, talking, comma, seasonal changes, comma, and sometimes even by resting. She denies any history of cigarette smoking and states that the last time she was in the hospital was in December of 2020. She has received 4 vaccines for COVID-19, but continues to have problems with breathing. As noted earlier, she was hospitalized but not intubated, and she was placed on inhalers, comma, steroids, comma, oxygen, comma, Remdesivir for 14 days, comma, and multiple other medications such as albuterol inhaler 0.083% TID to help her breathe. She was diagnosed with bronchiectasis with pneumonia with poor healing and post-inflammatory pulmonary fibrosis. The claimant is still having problems with her lungs and has shortness of breath even with any kind of activity. Her oxygen saturation at this visit was 96% after resting for a while. Allegation number two, lumbar sacral back pain / thoracic back pain. The claimant states that in December of 2020, because of being in the hospital for 6 weeks, she started to develop thoracic and lumbar sacral back pain of her spine. She states the character of the pain is a heavy, tired pain, dull pain that runs from her thoracic spine down to the lumbar sacral spine and to her right leg. No surgeries have been performed. X-rays were performed, and they were completely negative. Her limitations include being able to walk one half block with oxygen, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 20 minutes, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She does use a cane that she uses usually in the afternoon for support. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, doing light housework, comma, sometimes going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, and sometimes gardening. Although she states she has stopped gardening because of the soil, which causes her to go to start having shortness of breath. Her physician at this time is Dr. Abreu, and she has seen a chiropractor and received some physical therapy for her thoracic spine back pain, which she states has not gone away. She is presently on ibuprofen 600 milligrams TID and meloxicam 15 milligrams QD, which does give some relief. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back lumbago pain and thoracic spine pain. Her condition at this time is stable. Allegations number 3, osteoarthritis of the hands and right leg knee pain. The claimant states that in 2022, she started to develop osteoarthritis and pain of her hands, right knee, and right leg. It was diagnosed with osteoarthritis by x-rays. No fractures, surgeries, or injections were given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one half block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She does have an assistive device, which is a cane that she uses in the afternoon. And as noted earlier, her physician is Dr. Abreu. She is presently on meloxicam 15 milligrams QD and ibuprofen 600 milligrams TID, which she states does give her some relief. She states the only other activity she does is cleaning the house when she can, which is light housework, since she still gets very short of breath. Number 4, anxiety. The claimant states that in 2021, she started to have problems focusing and states that she had a brain fog and was not able to concentrate on her work. She states her focus ability was decreased, concentration was decreased, and her motivation was low. The claimant states she was very nervous and suffered from insomnia and decreased appetite. She also states that she had dull chest and abdominal pain, along with panic attacks. She was started on hydroxypamolate, 25 milligrams TID, for her anxiety, which she states has helped her. Family history. Her father died at the age of 79 from congestive heart failure. He also had diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Her mother died at the age of 92 from diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and dementia. She has a brother who's had. She also has a brother who died from kidney cancer. Medical medications: Losartan 25 milligrams QD, Metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, Rosuvastatin 10 milligrams QD, Omeprazole 40 milligrams QD, Cetirizine 10 milligrams QD, Hydroxypamolate 25 milligrams TID, Ozempic 0.50 milligrams Q week, Meloxicam 15 milligrams QD, Ibuprofen 600 milligrams TID, Milk Thistle QD, Orthomune 2 capsules QD, Albuterol Sulfate 0.083%, one inhalation TID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, asthma, comma, post-COVID-19 fibrosis, comma, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, thoracic / lumbar sacral back pain, comma, COVID-19 pneumonia in 2021, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, major surgeries, hysterectomy in 2011, jaw surgery in 1993, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors, but did have seizures when she was a child at 3 years and at 10 years of age. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any history of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 192 pounds, height 5 feet 2.5 inches, BP 134 over 86 mmHg, heart rate 90 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, BMI 35, oxygen saturation 96%. General. This is a 55-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant did come with oxygen, but she was not using the oxygen at the time that she came to my office. She gets short of breath after short periods of time. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200. Binocular corrected is 20/40. Could you drop down to lungs? Lungs were not cleared to auscultation and percussion bilaterally. The claimant had rails in the lower part of her lung bases, along with a few crackles in the mid-bronchial area. No other thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady and symmetric. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a cane. Her hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romberg sign was negative. The claimant was able to walk around the exam room without the device and did attempt to walk around the room without the device. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The last sentence, she could stand on one foot bilaterally but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She is able to ambulate without an assisted device, but does appear to need it secondary to decrease imbalance. Could you drop down to neurological? After neurological, chest x-ray. No acute findings. X-ray of the right knee. No acute findings. X-ray of the lumbar sacral spine. No acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for brachiostasis of the lung base with pulmonary fibrosis of the lung bases secondary to COVID-19. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show severe fatigue secondary to hypoxia. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to fatigue coming from pulmonary fibrosis of both lung bases. Probable diagnoses. Number one, interstitial fibrosis / bronchiostasis / shortness of breath / coughing - confirmed with physical examination and chest x-ray. The claimant still has to do oxygen and still suffers from severe fatigue. Her condition is stable at this time. Allegation number two, lumbar sacral back and thoracic back pain - normal physical exam, more likely than not coming from myalgias and lumbago. Number three, osteoarthritis of hands and right leg knee area - mild, being treated with medications, appears to be stable. And number four, anxiety - being treated. Her condition appears to be better with the medication. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by name of Rosalinda Torres.